Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Do you have the time to take a few questions?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you Terry Green?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
What is your age?
62.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the USA Congress are handling their jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Approved.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
Banning TikTok?
0.
Working to end the war in Gaza?
8.
Thank you.
I changed that.
A 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops?
9.
Thank you. Reducing crime and violence?
9.
Making college more affordable?
8.
Thank you. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
7.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing?
8.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 will mean that you do not feel particularly warm or cold towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, so Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, thank you. Mike Johnson.
35.
Okay, thank you. What about Elon Musk?
I don't care about him either way. We'll just say 50.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
80.
Meta / Facebook?
60.
What about TikTok?
60, I guess.
Republicans in the Congress?
30.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
30.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. What about Democrats, in the Congress?
80.
Thank you. Okay, we are halfway through the survey. Thank you for hanging on with me. And I'm going to proceed. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He believes in the same things I do.
Okay, 1 second to type that in, and thank you. Okay, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
A good bit.
Okay, would you say a great deal, a fair amount?
Fair amount.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or in our society, or more of a threat?
I think it's going to be more of a benefit.
Okay. Would you say much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More regulated.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? TikTok, Facebook or Meta, Instagram, Google, YouTube, video games, or X, formerly known as Twitter?
I heard the first three, but I didn't hear the last one.
Okay, so Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we don't have Twitter anymore, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok, would you say multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
Multiple times a month.
Okay, thank you. What about YouTube?
Just a few times a month.
Okay. Would you say multiple times a month or about once a month?
YouTube, probably once a month.
Okay, thank you. What about Instagram?
Instagram every day.
Okay. What about, would you say multiple times a day or about once a day?
About once a day.
Okay, thank you. What about Facebook?
Every day, multiple times a day.
Okay, thank you. And what about X, formerly Twitter?
Oh, I don't use it.
Okay, not at all. Thank
you.
Not
at all.
And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Sorry, organizing, communicating with and hearing from your community, learning about businesses and products, accessing unfiltered news and information, connecting with people who share your views and values, watching entertaining content, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., or another one?
Entertainment, I think.
Okay. And now, I am going to read a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. We have strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree. TikTok plays a negative role in society.
I disagree.
Okay, would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, Meta plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it the law?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. If its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm strongly opposed.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the USA? Much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
Somewhat more likely to vote against.
Okay, thank you so much. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They are playing politics, they are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. Sorry, they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists, who work for TikTok's competitors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us.
I think to protect users' data.
Thank you. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news and information about what's going on in the community? Please tell me all that apply. I am going to read them to you. You can stop me when you find one that matches you. YouTube?
No.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram?
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yes.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
No.
Talk or news radio?
Yes.
Okay. Print newspapers or magazines?
No.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
National evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
No.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
Local TV news?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Fourth year of college.
Okay, so college graduate, some college or vocational certificate, would you say?
Graduate, college graduate.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.